Good morning. It's Monday, June 7th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. Four people are dead after a shooting in southeast Portland. Portland police responded to reports of a shooting at a home on southeast Boise Street near Cesar Chavez just before 10:30 on Sunday night. PPB has not identified those killed, and the investigation continues. The Clackamas County Sheriff's Office is investigating after someone was shot and killed by a deputy overnight. Officers say the suspect tried to run away after a short vehicle pursuit near Happy Valley. The suspect died at the scene. They were driving a stolen car and a handgun was found nearby. Overnight in Cleveland, Ohio, at least seven people were shot and emergency crews say two people were seriously hurt. So far, there are no reports of any deaths. And investigators in Miami-Dade, Florida, say people in a car reportedly fired into a crowd gathered for a graduation party over the weekend. A Florida State Corrections officer was shot and killed before the car sped away and crashed into a wall, killing the driver and passenger. It's a busy few days ahead for the president and vice president as they embark on their first trips abroad. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Guatemala today and heading to Mexico to talk about immigration with the leaders of the countries. On Wednesday, President Biden will fly to the UK for visits with Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Queen Elizabeth II. He will also attend the G7 conference, then head to Belgium and Switzerland for a series of summits, including one with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle, welcomed their second child, a baby girl named Lilibet Diana Mountbatten-Windsor. She joins the couple's two-year-old son, Archie, and is eighth in line to the British throne. Oregon's famous Enchanted Forest reopened this weekend for the first time in months. The local landmark is operating at just 15% capacity after being closed for more than 8 months in the coronavirus pandemic. Tickets are available online through reservations only. Be sure to check out all the great content on the Coin Podcast Network by visiting coin.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.